wonderful girl, that guy's daughter. You love the ground you walk on. You own that property, don't you? And what?
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton.
Hold it. Let him meet Bart Marshall. Here, Everybody comes over here and pays us a visit. Give him a script. You want to join us? Huh? Okay. Yeah, the audience out here, they do the same thing to me, you know. They about a half hour of this stuff, and then they start looking around for chandeliers, you know. Well, let's start. You want to start now?
Yeah, ready?
Here we go.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. You're looking good.
Oh, you're looking good yourself.
Well, thanks.
Well, that's what I say. It's the way to start the show off with a bang, isn't it? What do I hope never gets material like this?
Red, speaking of what you've been doing lately...
Which we weren't.
Well, anyway, you did appear at that big benefit premiere of Variety Girl at Paramount last week.
Yeah, I was a little late getting there. I went out to the Hollywood Bowl first.
Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
Paramount's downtown.
It's the only place I could find to park my car.
I know, but it's only... I'm reading your lines. How'd the act go over, Red?
Huh?
I say, how'd the act go over?
You mean my act?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd my act go over, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I gave the audience their $11 worth of entertainment.
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, you know the price of eggs nowadays.
There sure was a large turnout of stars. What did you think of this new girl who had the lead in Variety Girl, Mary Hatcher?
Well, I hear she's very beautiful.
Heard?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me take my blinders off.
Well, it must have been a long program.
Yeah, it started at 8 o'clock, and the stars kept coming on one right after another in order of their importance, you know. Mm-hmm. Felt funny going on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Bob Hope was a master of ceremonies.
Yeah, so was George Jessel. I'm mad at Hope. He wouldn't give me an introduction.
He wouldn't?
No, and I was dying to meet Jane Russell. Well, that won't be there, brother.
Well,
takes care of that, boy.
What did Jane Russell do on the show?
She sang, so they tell me.
What do you mean? Didn't you watch her?
Huh?
I say, didn't you watch her?
How can you watch her and her sing at the same time?
Dave Rose was on the show too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He dropped in with his 50 musicians, and they played his new number, Holiday for Musical Saw. Holiday for Glockenspiegel. Glockenspiegel. Holiday for strings.
That's it, yeah.
Stinks any way you want to. You know, if we didn't have so much to read here, I'd get worried. Yeah, but this premiere reminded me of the premiere of my own picture, Merton of the Movies. There was two ladies sitting in the front row, and I heard one of them say, there's sure a lot of good movies out now. Mm-hmm.
What'd the other one say?
She says, I know, but even if your feet do hurt, why do we have to sit through this thing?
Well, I see that in your new picture you'll be a fuller brush man. I wonder what it feels like to go from door to door.
A few more jokes like we've been telling, we're going to find out.
The proceeds from the premiere was for a boys' club recreation center, wasn't it, Red?
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of my own childhood. I lived in the toughest part of town. Boy, I was afraid to fight my own shadow until somebody gave me a pair of boxing gloves.
Mm-hmm. And after that, you weren't afraid?
No, not only wasn't I afraid, I could beat him one time out of three. You know, the premiere took me back to my first week in Hollywood. My agent promised he'd get my name in lights across the country in a week.
Did he succeed?
Yeah, he wrote my name on the taillight of a bus going east.
Well, Who else was in the stage show at the premiere?
Eddie Cannon, Edgar Bergen.
Oh, they're great entertainers.
Yeah, Jerry Colon and Danny Thomas.
Really funny.
Jimmy Durante.
He stops with me.
I was there.
Eddie Bracken's funny, too, isn't he?
You know what I'd like to say, don't you? Look, your contract isn't that airtight, old boy. You, say, I'll have you to know that my performance was one of the outstanding acts. I followed Dorothy L'Amour.
Then what happened?
Well, there was a loud scream and I ran out.
Well, at least the premiere took our minds off high prices for a while.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't, you know, because it's really important, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we really should think about them. But high prices don't bother me. As long as I got a dollar in my pocket, I know I can buy anything that's worth 25 cents. Now, we shouldn't worry about the prices, Rod. The Bureau of Agriculture just came out with a new plan to beat high prices of food.
How?
Well, according to the Bureau of Agriculture, you don't buy any.
Don't you starve?
Huh?
Don't you starve?
Well, I did. Well, no, that comes under the Bureau of Statistics. I would.
No, I'm serious, Red. We should wake up and realize that inflation is really here. Have you been to a market to buy anything lately?
Buy anything? The grocer where I go, he charged me 50 cents to feel avocados. No avocado feeler now. You know?
Well, prices are outrageous. A turkey you could get last year for $5 now costs $10.
Now, the worst part, it's the same turkey. If you think that's foul, you should... Oh, no. They're slicing meat so thin now. I went into this butcher shop and I got a dollar steak and it looked like a red glow on the scale.
Well, you know, it's keeping the prices up. People can't resist buying things they don't need.
Yeah, people buy things they don't need with money they haven't got to impress people they don't like. But not me. I shop for bargains. Only yesterday I went into a shirt store and I saw a sign there. It says, formerly $2, now 75 cents. So I bought it. Of course, I don't know what I'm going to do with the sign, but I bought it.
Yes, sir. You know, I got a system for helping to beat inflation. My girl taught me how to shop for just what I need.
Your girl. I saw her over in Thrifty. She was with Clag Hoyt at the time. She went in. They both have their own fire plugs now that they sit on. Anyhow, they went in, see? Clag Hoyt's the guy that sets all the fire plugs all the time in front of Thrifty. Anytime you want tickets for radio shows or anything, just walk up and say, is Mr. Hoyt in? You don't just walk up and talk to him. You have to get an appointment, see? That's his office, but that's who the guy is we're talking about.
Can't say it.
Of course, it's not really of any importance, but he's breathing. No, anyhow, I saw your girl over there. The other day, she bought a comb, toothbrush, hairbrush, and some toothpaste.
What's so extravagant about that?
Look, she's as bald as a billiard ball. And the only teeth she's got's in that comb. But, Rod, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till real inflation comes.
Well, how do you know we got real inflation?
Well, you throw a nickel in the air, and if it stays there, it's real inflation. But if we could stop buying, and if we could really save and stop this inflation, you know that?
Well, how could you tell when things are back to normal?
It's simple. You just walk up to a used car lot, look for the smiling Irishman, and if he's frowning... things are back to normal.
Well, look, Red, you're kidding, but I'm serious. What do you think would be a sure, quick way to stop inflation?
Well, I think if the entire nation would take a good look at the Condonaut and say, they weren't greedy, were they? Anita, what are you going to sing tonight?
Where or when?
Here, no.
All right.
I have been eating at the Brown Derby so much I got my own hat back tonight.
Oh! Oh, I see.
Sing like you've never sang before. Sing good.
Oh, no. I can never get started.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. but I can't remember where. Oh, when the clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where. Oh, when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before. And love before, but who?
Come in.
Good evening. I'm Jay Newton. I'm Scott.
You certainly are. Well, what brings you down here, my friend? I say, what brings you down here?
A Buick. That's a joke, you see. I'm not as dumb as I look.
No, but you're close. Well, come, what do you want?
Well, are you the fellow that goes shh on the radio?
Yes?
Well, shh. I'm shh. Cut it out. You know, my wife liked you.
Well, that's very interesting, but everybody seems to like me, you know.
Well, yeah, you sound like a puncture, and I'm just a little flat tire, you know. I step on that radio, and boy, you really pump up my lungs for me.
Well, what's this got to do with it?
Well, my wife wants me to tell you that she's got an idea for your commercials, you know, when you go, shh, like
mm-hmm.
that.
I know. What is it?
Well, don't rush me, see. My skull is numb, but I'm numbskull, you know. Well, anyway, here it is. It's for the people who like the higher type of thing. Don't. This is our bread and butter. Don't laugh now. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jill fell down and broke her crown, and Jill went, shh. I made that up myself, too.
Good, sounds like it. Your wife sent you over with this, huh?
Mm-hmm. I made up another one called the old wooden rocking chair. Mm-hmm. Made it up out of my own head.
Curved, too. Huh?
I thought it was clever, too. Pardon me just a minute. I'm finished here. I thought it was rather clever. Here's another one. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Plop.
I see. Well, thank you very much. But the door's right over there, my friend.
I'm not going to any place.
That's what you think. Come on.
Oh, no, wait. I got one more. Just
right.
One more.
All right.
Mary had a pair of slacks. She walked to school one day, and every time she took a step, the corduroys went...
Well, thank you, and good night, Mr. Numbskull.
Yeah, well, before I go, would you let me hear that whoosh thing, and you read those commercials? I never listen to the radio. I only like the commercials, you know.
Well, okay. But be quiet.
Okay.
Listen.
Isn't that refreshing?
That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette.
Oh, you blew off my eyelashes.
It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobacco.
We got something that'll cut down your talk.
The sponsor. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished sponsors agrees. No other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new richer-tasting yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903. Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder-smoking cigarette. Smokers, follow the lead of Ella Raines, featured in Nunley Johnson's Universal International picture, The Senator Was Indiscreet.
Ah, shut up.
Oh. Miss Raines says, quote, "I've changed to the new Raleigh 903 because it's moisturized. It tastes better and it's milder to smoke," unquote. Follow Miss Raines' lead. Smoke Raleigh 903 moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
You want something that's moisturized to cut down throat irritants? Why don't you just drink a glass of water? The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, Volume 3.
Hey, could I give you some advice with that piano? Regardless of where you go, no matter where you are, remember one thing. Get out of town.
Tonight we present chapter 2 of our Western serial, The Tarnished Memos of the Golden West. It's entitled The Big Card Game. That kind of music, no wonder they fade programs. That's a dirty shame if I ever heard one. Gal, you tell me that some sharpies in there cheating the boys in game of cards, huh? Well, pardon me while I mosey in there.
I'm warning you, Jedi. That boy is quick with a sleight of hand and fast on the draw.
Yeah, well, I'll have you to know I'm the best shot in all Texas. See that fly sitting on that dog's tail?
Yeah.
Watch me knock the fly off. Hey, I did better than I thought. Oh, well, he can learn to wag something else.
You're still going to play cards with Shompy. Good luck.
Okay. Howdy, boys. I'm Deadeye, the cowboy with a hair trigger gun.
Hair trigger?
Yeah, what? Gotta do something about that dandruff, bud.
You don't look so tough, Saddlebun.
Yeah?
I'm Noel Gurney. If you're a gambling man and you'd care to join us in a little friendly game, you can sit in that chair.
There's somebody already in that chair.
That's all right. He won the last game and he ain't breathing anymore.
Well, I'll be right back just as soon as I go next door to the bank and get some money. Takes time to fill out them withdrawal slips.
Well, sit down, fat boy. Let's start the game.
Fat boy, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, why don't you read what we put there, not what you wrote. This game's going to be fair and square, ain't it?
Right.
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 Left.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's put our shooting irons on the table there.
There's mine.
There's mine.
Here's mine. Of course, that only leaves me my flamethrower.
Look, Saddlebum.
Yeah?
I don't like your looks.
Yeah? What's wrong with my looks?
You got a face like a no-good yellow-livered rat.
I got a face like a no-good yellow-river rat... liver... Well, yes. Now that we agree on that, let's play cards.
Do you want to cut the cards, Rosie?
I sure do, partner.
Sure was a suspicious case of rigor mortis, wasn't it? Well, I'll deal the cards, boys. Red, sir. It's always nice to play a nice little friendly game. There you are.
Just a minute. I got a hunch you cheated on that deal.
What gave you that idea?
You're the only one holding any cards.
Well, if you want to play a sissy game, that's up to you, you know. Okay, I'll deal again. There we are. How is that?
I'm all set.
Me too.
I still don't have any cards. That doesn't make the game even.
Well, that evens us up. Look, let's finish this down in the morgue. And then when somebody wins, we ain't got so far to carry him, huh?
Stranger, yeah? We should know more about you.
Yeah?
Yes. Now, I break in light horses for the rodeo. What do you do?
I break in dark horses for the Republican. Oh, I used to be a stage driver. Drive a stagecoach. King of the Lake, I was called. Pretty risky business, too. Stage I drove didn't have any wheels. Stage I drove didn't have any wheels. Yeah.
What held it up?
Hmm?
What held it up?
Prepare yourself, folks. Here it comes.
What held it up?
Bandit. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I open for $1,000.
I'm in. Of course, they're not all the same color.
Deadeye, we're not playing for jelly beans.
Well, if you think I'm going to gamble away my bubble gum, you're just plain nuts. We'll just use plain old money, huh?
All right.
Okay.
I'll open for $1,000.
Well, I raise you $1,000.
I'll raise you $1,000.
And I raise you $1,000.
Where are you getting all this money?
Out of your pocket.
Deal me 2 cards.
Mm-hmm. You want them off the top or off the bottom?
I'll have 1 of each.
There you are. Well, let's see now. Ooh, I got 4 aces and a joker. Well, can you beat that?
I've got 4 aces and a 6-shooter.
Well, I only got 1 thing to say. Congratulations. But I win. My 4 aces I got are all spades.
We'll start digging your grave with them. How could I have 4 aces and you got 4 aces?
Well, somebody's been cheating and I think I know who it is. So let's forget it.
Deal them again.
Okay.
And while you're dealing, remember my goon at... my gun is pointing right at your head.
Well, partner, your goon don't bother me, Noon. My head's too small for you to see it from way across the room.
Deal again.
Okay. 1 for you, 1 for me. 1 for you, 1 for me. Yep. Oh, don't want that one.
Deal them face down.
Well, let's not be unreasonable. How can I tell which one's a one?
Look, you cheap tin horn gambler, you're cheating.
What makes you say that?
You put a card behind your ear.
Huh?
You tricked me.
What did you say?
I said you put a card behind your ear.
Must be the joker the way you're laughing. Yeah, huh?
Let's see it. 5 of hearts, huh? Let me have it.
Yeah, now wait a minute. Now, you see, it wasn't a 5 of hearts. It was a 6 of clubs. Now, will you kindly give me my ear back?
Look, I'm tired of stalling around. I gotta catch a stagecoach. Let's put all the money up and cut 1 card for it.
Okay, partner. 5 of clubs.
Ace of spades.
I win, low man.
I thought high man won.
Look, you trying to cheat?
No.
Well, I am, so you stay out of this. Low man win.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll cut again.
Okay. King of hearts.
3 of diamonds.
Well, what do you know? I win again.
Wait a minute. I had the 3 of diamonds. I was low man.
Yeah, but low man won last time. We gotta keep this fair and square, you know.
Reach for your guns.
Oh, wait a minute now. I don't want to take advantage of you. Let's count 3 and then both draw.
I've heard of you using this dodge before, did I? Oh. I want you to swear in your honor as a bank robber that you won't shoot until you hear the word three.
Well, it's going to put me at a disadvantage, but I swear. Shucks.
Okay.
As long as I can go, the censor won't let us go any worse.
All right, count.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
One. Two. Two and a half. Two and a quarter. Two and seven eighths.
When are you going to say three?
Thanks for cooperating, partner.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer, tasting yet milder smoking Raleigh 903.
Yes, the new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why the Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full flavor and yet milder smoking cigarette.
You didn't know that was me, did you?
Get the new Raleigh 903. You'll see the number 903 on the package. Remember. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. So smoke the new, richer tasting, yet milder smoking Raleigh 903.
We're going to play. Okay.
Thank you.
the scrapbook is entitled You Can't Run Away.
Well, good morning, Mother.
Good morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
Oh, pretty well. I dreamt that Junior was a grown man. He was known the world over, and he had his picture in all of the newspapers.
Really? How much reward were they offering?
Mother, that's no way to talk about Junior. By the way, where's the little keg of dynamite?
I told him to sit in the corner and play with his chemistry set. Isn't he there?
No. I wonder where he is. Mother, what if he invented a chemical that blew him to bits?
Oh, really, Doreen, you think of the craziest thing. Why, if Junior were blown to bits... I don't even want to think of it. I have enough trouble keeping track of one of him. I'd go crazy if he ran around in sections. Never borrow trouble, dear. Stop worrying while I get you some cold orange juice.
All right.
Oh! What's that in the icebox?
Nobody but us ice cubes.
Junior, what are you doing in that icebox?
Well, don't yell. You scared me, too. The widow man that turns out the light when you close your doors on his vacation, so I take and he plays.
Answer my question.
Well, everybody around this chamber of confusion is always saying I spoiled rotten. That boy is spoiled rotten, they always say. So I figured if I get in the icebox, I might last a few days longer.
Get out of there.
No.
Look at you. You're covered with goose pimples.
No, I'm just a widow kid. These are gosling pimples, E.J.
Come here to me.
No, let go of me here. Let go of me here. Let go of me here. Oh, you broke me here up. You broke me here up.
That was just an icicle that was on your ear.
You but icicle? What's that, a bicycle with eyes?
No. Not a bicycle with eyes.
Tricycle with eyes?
No, Junior, no. An icicle is simply a bicycle with tries. I mean, it's a bicycle with whys. Oh, I mean, a shy-sickle is a... Oh, Junior,
why don't you get in the icebox and cool off, kid?
I ought to give you a spanking.
Well, if you judge, boy, I'm going to nickname you International Harvester. Boy, you have turned out to be a regular thrashing machine lately.
Mother, I don't know what we're going to do with that child.
Well, truthfully, he didn't do anything wrong. He's trying to learn.
Yes.
And as long as he's trying to absorb our teaching, yes, that's all we can ask.
Sure, that's me absorbing Junior. Only instead of taking pain away, I giz it, see? Yeah. Boy, they should bottle me up and send me to some of them people that's trying to cause all the trouble in the world, boy. They take one swig of me, that'd get them back in line pretty quick, boy.
Junior, that chicken that was left over from dinner last night is missing from the icebox.
You mean a stew chicken?
Yes.
Maybe he got sobered up and went home.
Don't be silly, Junior.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to that chicken?
Oh, I got a few suggestions. And a pretty good alibi, too.
Well, Mr. Fowler from next door said he saw you feeding it to a little stray dog. Is that true?
Well, is you going to believe me or Mr. Fowler?
I'm going to believe the truth.
Oh, Mr. Fowler, huh?
Now, I've told you not to take things from the icebox and feed stray dogs.
He's not a stray dog. He was a bulldog. He was the cutest little thing. He raised his front paw up in the air, and then he raised his other front paw up in the air, and then he raised his back paw up in the air, and then he raised the other paw up and he fell flat on his face.
Now listen, if you wanted to feed him, why didn't you ask me for the food?
Because I wanted to feed him. And at the time he was eating, the part I wanted to give to him. Besides, it embarrasses me giving that poor little dog scraps of food like that when he go around the neighborhood and tell everybody they just don't have enough meat over there. They just got all this. Who broke that light bulb?
You. Junior, you must learn to mind.
Well, can you spend my valuable time learning something more interesting? I does.
Well, I know something more interesting right now, Junior. A spanking.
Now, wait a minute now. Can't our little difference wait until you come home from work tonight? You look so pretty and so alluring.
Oh.
You don't want to whip me. Of course, I got a whipping coming to me, but you just look... Why don't you do it tonight when you come home from work? You know, let everybody down the office see how beautiful and how attractive you is, you know. Don't get yourself all messed up now. You're just too pretty, you know.
Do you really think I'm pretty?
Sure.
Well, Junior, just run along. I'll attend to you later.
Okay. Boy, them delinquent builders sure go for that muffled duffle, don't they?
Oh, dear. Junior, you want some breakfast?
No.
No what?
No breakfast.
You Junior, what's happened to your manners?
Well, you mean that polite stuff like running around and opening the kitty car door for the little girl across the street?
Yes.
By the time I go around the other side, she's always walking off with somebody else.
Well, I didn't know you were playing with a little girl across the street.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Uncle.
Uncle?
Yeah.
Is that the girl's name?
Well, that's what she makes me say every time she gets a hammer lock on me.
Well, even so, Junior, I want you to be polite.
And that should be easy. You've been subjected to good manners all your life. Hasn't watching your grandfather and me at the dinner table taught you anything?
Yes.
What?
Not to get married.
Oh, I'll try to teach you. Maybe it would be better if I went away.
You mean you and Gramps?
Yes.
Where would you go?
Oh, any place.
You and Gramps would go any place? Mm. Well, you might be all right for Grandpa, but do you think them bars are suitable for you?
Junior, your grandfather doesn't hang around bars.
No, he just lays there flat on the floor.
Where did you ever get the idea that your grandfather drinks?
Every night when he gets home, he brings a bag of peanuts and he says, "Here, kid, feed them elephants after I go to bed, will you?"
You get worse by the minute.
Yeah, and spanked by the second I die.
Junior, you don't get spanked, Ma.
Oh, I don't. I get spanked so much. Look, kiddo, get hold of yourself, you know. I've been whipped so much that every time I walk by the hairbrush, I get just smart all over, you know. And that old hairbrush, hair just stands straight on in every time I see it.
I'm going to speak to your father about you.
Well, he already knows about me. That's why I think he left town.
Your father left town on business?
Yeah, he went to Washington to get a permit to shoot storks. I know.
Oh, no! Mother, what am I going to do with it?
Loreen, the time has come for you to face the fact that a child must be taught right from wrong.
You're right. Now, Junior, I want you to listen to what I have to say closely.
Yeah, I already know what you're going to say. I already know and what the effect it's going to have on me with the winkling mind.
Now, be still, Junior.
Now then, Junior, there are only two things a child can do.
Yeah?
He can either do what is good or he can do what is bad.
Check.
And if you do something bad, you get a whipping.
Check.
And on the other hand, if you do something good...
I get bored.
No! Now, Junior, let's face the facts. Oh, dear, look at the time. Oh, I must get to the office. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
You mean you must join the rest of the throngs that keep running away from facts?
Hey, you know what, Namor? Yeah, I caused you a lot of trouble around here, don't I? You know, I made up my mind I'm not going to cause you any more trouble. I'm just a widow boy, but I can see what you're trying to teach me, Mommy. You're trying to show her that if... she should know when to correct me is now. And if she does, then you won't feel that she was a complete failure. Well, I made up my mind I'm not going to do anything wrong around here anymore.
Really? You mean that?
Yes, I does. Exactly what I mean. You want to come up and help me pack?
Why? You don't have to run away, dear.
Yes, I am. I'm going to run away. I'm going to go to the end of the world. I'm going to go where it's dark and dreary. The sun never shines, and it's pale and gloomy. You ever been to Pomona? Hey, do you think I ought to take an extra change of socks? I'm going to hitchhike, and you always did say I had cute legs, you know.
Junior, pull your pants leg down. No, Junior. Without you around, this would be an empty world for me.
Oh, you'd have a few things around here to remind you of me. Them worn-out hairbrushes and... that greased bath mat in the shower, and the mink spots on the wall, and me frog in your bedroom slippers. These foolish things remind me of you.
Junior.
Yeah, and after I'm gone, years will pass, and then one day you hear a knock on the door. And when you open it up, there will be standing a widow gray-haired kid. He'll be all swiveled up and carrying a cane, you know. But you know who it is by the wrinkles in me bubble gum. You say my how that boy is saying. You got Kleenex, I got carried away there.
Now reconsider and don't leave me.
No, I made up my mind. I'm walking through that door and out of your life. And nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me.
Well, very well, Junior. If your mind's made up, I won't stop you.
No,
goodbye.
Not only that. Did you say something?
Yes, I said goodbye.
That's what I thought you said.
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, you might at least argue with me, widow.
No. If your mind's made up, I won't place obstacles in your path.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a few obstacles. You can put a brick wall up if you want to.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that. Well, I'm going farewell. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Namor.
Oh, the little vixen. I'll play right along with him. I'll just go about my housework as though nothing had happened.
Hey, I forgot me bubble gum. Did you miss me while I was going?
I've been so busy, dear.
Oh. Well, everything looks about the same around here since I left. I see you're still wearing the same old dress. Well, that does it. I can't leave now.
Why?
It's starting to get dark, you know, and you might need a man around the house tonight.
Oh, Junior, I'm so happy you've decided to stay.
Well, I'm not going to stick around very long, just for a couple of years or so.
Oh,
you know.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
You don't know how happy you've made me.
Well,
you've added 10 years to my life, dear.
Really?
Junior, listen to Grandma. When a big problem comes up in your life and you can't find an easy answer, don't run away from it, dear. Because you'll find you can't. You have to live with your conscience. If you weren't big enough to stay and try to solve it, regardless of success and fame, you'll still have to face it sooner or later.
Yeah, you're right, Namor, and I would try to remember that. Goodness, if I ever run away, my problems would go right with me, and they'd all block the road, wouldn't they?
Huh? Junior, didn't anything I said mean anything to you?
Yes, it was a nice, sweet talk. Made sense, you know. Goodness. Boy, if they ever give Academy Awards for housewives, you're going to make Betty Davis look like a piker, boy.
Junior!
If you ever give an award for that hairbrush, you'd make Humphrey Bogart look like a piker, boy. Hey, I got a problem just came up.
Yes, dear, what is it?
I'm hungry. My tummy is sitting on an SOS.
Well, how would you like an apple?
I would like an apple pie.
No, just plain apple.
No, I'd rather have your banana.
An apple, dear, it'll make you very healthy.
Wealthy?
Yes.
Big and strong?
Yes.
Not afraid of anybody?
Of course.
Give me enough courage to fight the biggest kid on the block?
Certainly.
Not interested. Give me a banana. I want to turn yellow.
Here, take this apple.
What? No, I don't want that apple. It's got a worm in it. No.
That's the stem.
It's a worm.
It's the stem.
I got news for you. It's wiggling. I'd say it's a worm, and I'll compromise with you and just throw it away.
Oh.
Hey, we're wrong. It's a catastrophe.
Julia, Now you broke my vase.
No, I didn't. I just hit the vase with the apple, and the vase leaned over too far, and the gravity took it from there. It was completely out of me hands. I had nothing to do with it.
I can see that.
Yeah?
I feel very badly about that vase. It was priceless.
Still priceless. You couldn't get a nickel for it.
But there's not another one like it.
Hmm?
There's not another one like it.
Why, there is, too. I can get you another one just like that.
You couldn't.
Yes, I can. Watch. There it is.
That did it. You come here to me.
Look, now, you as much as lay a hangnail on me, I'm going to tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you was on Noah's Ark.
I was not.
And how come you didn't drown?
Because I wasn't there. I'm not that old.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Hey, Werner, send up two more.
Well, what'll it be this time? No other rabbits or the bears?
Cheese!
No.
Hey, Namor, you want me to get your glasses?
Why?
You're spanking the cat.
Hope you liked our program well enough to meet us again next Tuesday. So until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and drive carefully. You may hit a Raleigh customer.
Well, did you like the idea of the show, huh?